the Coral Groups and Corn and Oak. But I just wonder, what is the exact state of play in Ireland with regard to stamp collecting? I mean, who will actually buy these stamps? Is there a complete downturn in people using old-fashioned letters to communicate? How many questions am I going to keep asking?
Snail mail indeed.
Somebody who knows all about it, Paul, is Corkman Padraig O'Shea, who runs Raven Stamps Ireland in Cork, and he's in our studio there. Hello, Padraig.
Hi, Angus. How are you?
Good, good, good. Listen, are we in a decline with regard to post?
No, I would say at this stage there's probably more posts being transferred than ever before, maybe in a different format to what it used to be, but certainly there seems to be more coming in people's letterbox than there used to.
Would that be through the internet, do you think?
A lot of it is coming via direct advertising, but then again, everybody who submits an order via the internet, it has to be delivered some way, and most of the time it's delivered by the National Post Offices.
I mentioned earlier on to Paul G that my memory of kind of stamp collecting started off when I was a young fella. In the middle of one of the comics, there was an ad where you could send off for like fivepence or a shilling old money or whatever, and they would send you stamps to have a look at. Do you remember those?
They were very regular appearances in comics, all right. They were called approvals. And you got a package of stamps, lovely, colourful stamps. You went through them, you took what you wanted, you sent off your money, and you returned the rest.
And has that stopped now?
It has stopped. It has stopped probably over the last 10 or 15 years, mainly due to the dreaded VAT man.
Why?
Well, at one stage when they introduced VAT at point of entry, if somebody sent you the approvals that are worth maybe £100, you would technically have had to pay £21 to the VAT man to get them in. And then when you returned them, you couldn't get a refund on what you had already paid.
Right.
So it was really the death knell of approval collecting.
Well, listen, what sort of stamps are valuable nowadays in Ireland?
Well, I suppose the most popular stamps in Ireland would be going back to the foundation of the state when, for the first short length of time, we used British stamps overprinted with Provisional Government of Ireland, Rialta Sealadach na hÉireann.
And then what's this, around sort of February 22?
Yeah, February 22 until December 22.
Right.
We didn't have any of our own stamps. The first Irish stamp didn't come out until December 1922. And then we used overprinted stamps actually right up to 1937.
And if you were lucky enough to have a good condition, one of those, what would you get for it now?
It would range anything from €1 to €5,000, depending on the stamp and depending on the condition.
So people would be checking the attics now on the bureau and down the sides of bits of furniture.
Up at the top of the wardrobe and up in the attic, and they'll be trudging in with their suitcases.
I heard somebody talking about, and am I saying this correctly, Europa stamps.
Europa stamps,
what are
yes.
they?
There was a group of European post offices came together in the late 1950s, and they decided that it would be a good idea to produce a series of stamps. Ireland didn't join that until 1960, and has every year apart from 1961 has issued a Europa set.
And they're valuable?
In some cases, yes. There's been a big boom in them in the last 5 years, including one Irish set that came out in 1986 that would have cost you 67 pence at the time and now has a retail value of about €90.
Wow.
So if you have a hell of an appreciation.
Absolutely. Have you a few of those in Cork?
I wish I had a few more.
In your opinion, how do you think that the whole notion of stamp production in terms of the stamps that are now being issued, how has that changed over the last while?
Well, the quality has certainly improved. And what we have tended to do in recent times is issue stamps relating to a particular theme, whereas in the first maybe 30 to 40 years of the country, nearly every stamp that was issued related to history or culture or religion. And in a lot of them were very boring looking stamps with just portraits and statues and things like that. Now you have a wide cross section of images which are calculated to attract to the worldwide collector as opposed to just the Irish collector.
Sure. I know you don't want to be hounded by everybody going into the shop in Cork, but if people have a stamp they think is valuable, would you be amenable to them coming in and showing it to you?
Of course, that's not a problem at all.
And where can they find you?
They can find me at 12C Washington Street West in Cork City.
And it's Raven Stamps Ireland.
Yep.
Okay, Padraig O'Shea of Raven Stamps Ireland, and we'll put your details up on our website. Thanks very much for coming into
our
Cork studios. Just before we go to an ad break, Paul, you just wanted to correct...